Hi there. The word for today is, you can change. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, we read, we are the clay, and you are the potter. Ever watch a lump of clay being transformed into something useful and beautiful? The clay can't change itself. The power to do that lies in the hands of the potter. Isaiah writes, we are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand. That means you don't have to live the rest of your life with the phobias and hang-ups you've been living with. God can change you. Even if you've been a worrier all your life, you don't have to be a worrier for the rest of your life. So what if you were born in poverty or prejudice? You don't have to die that way. Where did you get the idea that you can't change? And what's the source of comments such as, well, it's just my nature to worry, or I'll always be pessimistic, I'm just that way, or I come from a family of alcoholics and addicts, so I'll never be free. Would you make that same statement about your physical body? It's just my nature to have a broken leg. I can't do anything about it. Of course not. If your body malfunctions, you seek help. Shouldn't you do the same with your sinful appetites, your sour attitudes, and your selfish tirades? What the world sees as trash, please hear this, God sees as treasure. And like the potter, he can take you, mold you, and make you into a vessel of honor. All you have to do is place your life in his hands. We sing the chorus, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. When you stop trying to change yourself and surrender to God, true and lasting change begins to take place. And that's the word for you today.